Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Praise in our everyday life as we go through the week. Don't wait until you get here Wednesday or wait until you get here on Sunday or Saturday to give God praise. In everything that you do, begin to just praise Him. And God's been really speaking to me because, you know, a lot of times my kids will do something and God said, even when they're doing something, continue just to praise me, because that will change the atmosphere. That'll change your frustration. That changes things around you. Even at work, when things are not going right, God said, just begin to praise me. And it shifts something in the atmosphere, and we forget that there is power in us praising God. There are some people on the bus, and they're talking loud about whatever they believe in, and they were just talking loud, and just I could see it was irritating people around us, and I just began to just praise God. And as I began to praise God, that person just began to calm down. I said, God, get them off the bus or make them calm down. And the person calmed down some, and the next thing you know, they were off the bus. But you see, as we begin to just praise, it changes the atmosphere around us. As I've been praising God more and more, I noticed that the people that used to gossip, they don't come into my cube. The people that are causing commotion, they don't come to come and bring suck me into that negativity. They know there's something different going on. The first scripture of praise I want to go to is in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 21. And it says, praise Him. He is our God, and you have seen with your own eyes the great and outstanding things He has done for you. We see God do mighty things. We see Him pay bills right at the deadline. But yet we get scared. We get doubtful the next time. And we're like, God, I need you to come through. And we're panicking. And God said, didn't I do it before? We have to remember He's God. And He's God alone. The next scripture I'm going to go to is 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. It says, praise the Lord who has given His people peace as He has promised He would. We forget the promises He has spoken to us. We have to remember that if He said it, He's going to do it. He gives us peace in the midst of the storm. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, it says, the Lord is my strong defender. He is the one who saved me. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father God, I will sing about His greatness. Sometimes we have to just open our mouths and begin to just give Him praise when we don't know what's going on and we're frustrated. Just begin to worship. Begin to give Him praise. Why? Because He's worthy. And because, like I said before, it changes the atmosphere. So a lot of times, the atmosphere that we need to change, a lot of the times when we're praising or when we need to praise, it's because we have something going on with ourselves. There's that little bit of doubt, that little bit of fear, and we can cast that out or put it in its place when we begin to praise God, when we begin to get hopeful, when we begin to trust and know that He's God and He's God alone, when we begin to praise Him. We're talking about going into this, starting this new year off right. And I've been hearing people say, new year, new you. It's not going to be a new you if you're taking in the old into this new year. If you're still going around that same tree. If you're still praising only on the weekend when I'm with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Why? Well, I don't have the best voice, so I'm not going to open my mouth. Or I don't want people to think I'm crazy. You never know when it's going to be your last chance to praise God. You never know who's looking at you when you begin to praise God. I remember being a child, being in the car with my mom, and we're on I-5 heading south, and it begins to just pour down rain. And it's pouring down rain, and the car begins to spin out of control. And all she knew to do is call upon the name of Jesus. All she knew to do was begin to praise. There's something about when you begin to praise that changed the atmosphere. Why? I remember that. Even if it was only for me to remember that, it was good. But as she began to praise, the car was spinning, and she began to just call upon the name Jesus. Do you know we stopped heading back in the same direction we were supposed to head in, not hitting any cars around us, no one being hurt, but because she knew to call upon the name Jesus, because she knew that as she began to praise, it's going to change things around us. She didn't get fearful. She didn't show she was doubtful, but she began to praise. Sometimes we have to praise in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the trouble going on, we need to begin to praise. Because it changes things around you. We have to change the atmosphere. Next scripture is Isaiah 36:7. It says, I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I will praise him for all he has done. He has richly blessed the people of Israel because his mercy and his constant love. God continues to bless us. So why not praise him? If you say, well, I don't know, you know, I'm still living check to check. I still have bills, but you're alive and well. So you have a right to praise him. You're breathing. You have a right to praise him. You're not what you used to be. So we all have a right to praise him. Right there, that's a right to praise him. And you never know who's looking. Like I said, my mom began to praise him in that car. You don't know, she didn't know that some of us were still awake and we were watching what she was doing. She didn't know. You never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. A story I tell often is the guy began to be obedient to God, standing at the bus stop, and he began to just praise God. If he hadn't have praised God, that pastor's son that was going home to kill himself wouldn't have saw him praising God. Wouldn't have been reminded that, okay, God is blessing this man. God is doing something. That means he's still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business. You never know who's watching. Even if you say, well, I'm at home and it's just me. But you know what? God will remind you. When you got lost in my presence, I brought you through. When you couldn't even say anything, you were so mad, you were so frustrated, and you just begin to say, God, you're awesome. God, you're awesome. And he reminds you of that later on. You're getting mad, you're getting frustrated. He's like, I did it before. I'll do it again. We have to remember to praise in the midst of everything. Praise in the midst of everything. 1 Peter 4:11. It says, those who preach must preach God's message. Those who serve must serve with strength that God has given them, so that in all things praise may be given to God through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory, the power, forever and ever. Amen. God has gifted us all with a gifting. And a lot of times in life, we may feel like we're on a roller coaster. We're saying, God, what is it that you want me to do? What gifting has you given me? And you know, I was battling with that for a while. And now I said, you know what, God, even if you only given me one gift, and that's just to praise you, then I'll do that. And praising not just it when I'm in these four walls, but praising no matter where I am. Doing things for his glory. If I'm only able just to pray for someone, then maybe that's what God designed me to do, just to be a prayer warrior. If that's it, I need to take hold of that one gift. Don't be like the person that hid it away and say, okay, God, I'm going to pray, but I'm only going to pray when I'm in these four walls. God, I'm only going to pray only when things are going right. Or maybe just only when I need you to come through right now. I'm only going to pray. No, you need to pray always, no matter what. Whatever gift God has given you, give it back to him. Continue to do it all the time. Not so that you're seen, but so that God is being praised. So that people are seeing you praising God. We want to go to another level. But we can't take that baggage with us. You want to go deeper in God, but you have to let go of that baggage that had you. You have to let go of all that had you weighed down. A lot of times we go through different things and we feel like, man, there's something weighing me down. And I know it's not until I really just let go and begin to praise God that I feel that breakthrough. It's not until I really get lost in his presence. It's not until I get excited and be reminded of what he brought me through and how he brought me through this far, and that to know that he's not going to leave me. It's not until I think about the goodness of Jesus. I remember them saying when they would testify, and I used to be younger and I go to church and they say, if it wasn't for the goodness of Jesus, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's brought me through, have you really stopped to think about that? They tried to tell my mom that I had a sickness when I was younger, and they didn't know if I was going to live. Do you know my mom began to pray and fast, and as she took me back to the doctor, they said, I don't see anything wrong with this child. We must have had it wrong. So when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when that teacher told me I wouldn't amount to anything, I wasn't going to graduate, yet I graduated with more credits than what I needed. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, when someone told me that I would be just selling myself on the street, but God said not so. When I think about the goodness of Jesus. So I don't know about you guys, but I know God has brought me a long way. And so I have a right to be excited. I have a right to praise him. We all do. And maybe you say, well, I don't really have a testimony like that. God brought you through something. None of us were perfect. He delivered us from ourselves, some of us, because we were so lost and so confused. So when you think about the goodness of Jesus, begin to give him praise. Begin to worship him. In this new year, in 2018, let us continue just to praise God. Not just a little bit, but to let go and let God. I challenge you that as we come in here tomorrow, come with your mind made up. I'm going to praise God no matter who's here, no matter what's going on, no matter what songs we sing. Begin to get in his presence and begin to praise him as if it was your last chance. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen the next week. But we have a right to praise him now.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
We have to stop being so afraid of what people are going to say, what people are going to think. But we have to let go and let God. We have to begin to just begin to praise him in a whole new way. In a whole new way. Sometimes we get so excited about what he's done, but we don't give him praise because we're scared. Because we're scared. And maybe you say, this church doesn't really shout, doesn't really do that, but sometimes you get excited and you need to just jump. Don't look at who's next to you or what's going on. Begin to give him praise. If God is stirring you up, begin to jump up and down. Begin to open your mouth and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Why? Because as you're praising, maybe someone else was waiting to praise. And because you let go and you let God, they're saying, okay, I got to give it all. I got to give it all to him too. I don't want to hold it in for myself. I want to give him praise because he's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. Don't forget what he's brought you through. Don't hold back the praises that he's due. Continue to give him praise in everything. At home, begin to just praise, begin to worship, begin to walk around and just proclaim his goodness. Why? Because it changes the atmosphere. I noticed that I was at home today and I was just worshiping and I was praising God and I was just asking God, help me just to have all the notes that you want me to have. Help me just to say everything that you want me to say. And as I'm worshiping and I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. Little Kiki is saying, thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. We have to remember that people are watching us. And maybe you say, well, I don't have no kids there watching. God's angels are watching. You yourself will be reminded. Just praise. There's a scripture in the Bible and it says that if we won't cry out, he'll make the rocks cry out. I don't want to be that one that kept it to myself and he has to make a rock cry out in my place. I don't want to be that person that gets to heaven and he said, well, you really didn't praise me. You did good things. But you were too scared to really praise me. No, I know God has brought me out of a lot of mess. I know God is still faithful and he's still doing so many different things in and through me. So I have a right to praise him. Like I said, sometimes you feel like you're on a roller coaster and you go through different turns and different dips and you don't know what to do. Just praise him in the midst of it. There's an email someone sent me and it shows this lady just praising God, and there's all these different doors, but she's praising God in the doorway, in the aisleway. Why? Because she's waiting for that breakthrough. She's waiting for that door to open, but she's not going to just praise after the door is open. She's going to praise on the way to the breakthrough, and that's what we need to do. Praise on the way to get that check cash. Praise on the way to get that bill paid. Praise on the way to see those family members coming into the kingdom. Praise in the midst of everything going on. We have to begin to praise him. I haven't read anything in the Bible that says I have to wait until I'm blessed to praise him. But you can praise him in advance. Praise him in advance for what he's going to do. For what he's going to do. Because I know God is not through with us yet. So I encourage you today to continue just to let go and let God and begin to just praise him. Begin to just praise him. Just begin to worship him in a whole new way. I'm going to read a few more scriptures and I'm going to be done. God is just so awesome. He's just always moving. Always moving. I'm going to go to Psalm 145. I read it for the opening scripture, but I didn't read it all the way. I'm going to start at verse 8. And this is just reminding us just to praise him. It says, the Lord is kind and merciful, patient and full of love. The Lord is good to everyone. He shows his mercy to everything he has made. The Lord, all you have made will give you thanks. Your loyal followers will praise you. They will know how great your kingdom is. They will tell how great you are. So others will learn about the mighty things you do, about the glory of your kingdom, how marvelous it is. Your kingdom will never end. You will reign forever. The Lord can be trusted in all that he says. The Lord is loyal in all that he does. The Lord lifts up people who have fallen. He helps those in trouble. Do you hear that? He said he helps us when we're in trouble. Not just when things are going right, but he helps us in the midst of our mess. He helps us. All living things look to you for their food, and you give them their food at the right time. You open your hands, and you give everything living all that it needs. Everything the Lord does is good. Everything he does to show he is loyal, how loyal he is. The Lord is near everyone who sincerely calls to him for help. Do you hear that? It says the Lord is near to everyone who sincerely calls for help. So he wants us to cry out to him. The Lord listens to his followers and what they want. He answers their prayers and saves them. The Lord protects everyone he loves, but he destroys all who do evil. I will praise the Lord. Let everyone praise his holy name forever and ever. That's Psalm 145. We have to remember just to praise God. No matter, like I said, when you feel like you're on a roller coaster and you're in that valley, begin to just praise him. And maybe when you get that breakthrough, continue to praise him. But we have to remember to praise him at all times. No matter what things look like, no matter what's going on, continue to praise him. And like I said, sometimes you have to do things out of the ordinary that you're not used to. Sometimes you jumping up and down is you getting your breakthrough. God showed me something a long time ago. We were at a church service, and my sisters were there, and we were just praising, and we were worshiping. We were in youth group, and I think this is the first time God really just showed me something in the spiritual realm. As we were praising and we were worshiping, God just showed me different people, different things that was going on with them. And he had me look over to my sister, and she's just worshiping. And as she was worshiping, he said, you see, she's being held. She had like these chains, and she was like trying to move forward. And she's worshiping and just rocking like this, and she couldn't really move, it looked like. Well, it's because she had spiritual weights that were holding her down. But as she began to just move and just begin to just let go and worship God, then she was able to break free of those things. And some of us, we have been held down and we feel like we can't go. Why? Because we're holding on to our past. And so we're moving and we're trying to advance and go further in God, but yet we're picking up the things that had us bound. He cut those things loose, but we're holding on to them. And so we can't go forward because we haven't let go. We can't advance because we keep holding on to the things of the past. We can't continue just to be free of some things and go to that next level. Why? Because we're holding on to that junk. We're holding on to that mess. And God wants us to be free. So we're going to begin to just let go and let God. I encourage you, continue just to let go and let God and just praise him. No matter who's around, no matter what's going on, don't wait for Annis or Tamron to hit the right key. Just let go and let God. Don't wait for Hannah or Marquise to get the church beat going so you can let go and let God. Begin to just lift your hands and worship him. As we sing praise and worship, we have to let go and let God. We can't just be so caught up in, okay, we're going to sing these four songs, then we're going to sit down because I'm tired. No, a lot of times you see they prolong the songs or they begin to just, Marquise will start adding in more songs. Why? Because we want God to move. And you're saying, God, I want to be free of this and this and this. Why does this keep happening? Well, you haven't freely let go. You haven't been free just to really worship. It's because we get so confined and we think, okay, we're going to sing these four songs. We're going to be done. The pastor's going to preach, and I'm going to feel good. I'm going to be out of here. But you get home, you're like, man, I feel the same way when I came. Did you really let go and praise him? We have to begin to just let go and let God. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this time. We thank you for reminding us just to let go and just to praise you in the midst of the highs, in the midst of the lows, in the midst of what we're going through. That we would just praise you, oh God, because you alone are worthy. God, that we have boldness to praise you no matter where we are, no matter what's going on. God, that we would give you praise, oh God. God, and that we would open our mouths and begin to praise you, Lord God. God, that you touch the musicians as they play, Lord God, that they would let go and let you, God. God, that you touch the singers, Lord God, that we would let go and we would let you, oh God. God, that we would just begin to use the gifts we have given to you, God, to give you praise and all the glory, oh God. God, that we would give everything back to you, God, that we would just praise you in a whole new way, oh God. God, that we want to go to that next level in you, oh God. God, that we'll let go and let you. God, that we'll begin to praise you in a whole new way, oh God. God, that we'll just begin to let go, God, of those chains that had us bound, Lord God. No longer will we pick them up. No longer will we hold on to them, Lord God. But that we will praise you in a whole new way, oh God. God, begin to move, Lord God, in this body, Lord God, that we would just advance to that next level. Why? Because we want to let go. God, we want to praise you with all that we have, Lord God. In every situation, that we will praise you, oh God. That we would have inputs of praise all throughout our every area of our life, Lord God. God, we would just worship you like never before. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time. We ask that you would bless the snacks as we partake of them. Bless the fellowship, Lord God. And we ask that you take us all home safely, Lord God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.